Running on empty.
Welcome. You're listening to The Computer Guys. I'm Dave.
And I'm Kevin. We're The Computer Guys here from Macatawa Technologies for the next half hour to answer all your computer and technology related questions.
That's right, Kev. Wednesday afternoon, 12:30. Means it's time to give us a call here, 395-1450, because we'd like to help you out today with any problems that you might be having with your computer or printer or whatever computer-related gadget you might be trying to work with.
That's right. Or if you just heard something in the news or you read something about some piece of technology or something that's happening, you want to talk about it, ask questions, and we're here for that, too.
We're really good at offering our opinions.
That's right. We are opinion specialists.
My opinion is usually correct.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you would think that.
So give us a call or send us an email, computerguys@whtc.com. We check that here and be happy to answer that for you. Some people are a little shy about calling on the phone, so computerguys@whtc.com. Kev, today you can also listen to us streaming live on the internet.
Ooh.
Hop on the information superhighway. Go to whtc.com and you can listen live streaming online there. So
if you're feeling techno savvy, you can just do that instead of tuning in on the radio.
Or you're always welcome to check out the free podcast. If you have iTunes, just search for WHTC in the Music Store, mm-hmm. Easiest way to find us. And it updates automatically every week.
Yep. And you can get back shows as well. So if you're new to the show and you want to check out some old ones, go ahead and do that and pass this on to your friends.
That's right. And in addition to all that excitingness, Kev, although I don't think excitingness is necessarily a word.
Excitingness? It can be today. Today, all that excitingness is
right.
A word on this show.
We've also got some news stories here.
That's right.
It's one of the joys of working with computers is that there's never a lack of news. Something is always happening. There's always a new product. And
part of that is just because of the channels that the news is distributed on, you know, all the internet forums and everything, they just pay more attention to that type of news. So yeah. There's probably excess amounts of news about stuff that most people wouldn't really care about.
Here you go, Kev. This one is one. Google is in the news every week. Computer guys, we're always talking about them. There is a software bug. Google has confirmed that a software bug exposed documents thought to be privately stored in the internet giant's online docs application service.
Uh-oh.
Yep, the problem was fixed. This was actually from a story from March 10, so we're about a week off here. But the problem was fixed by the weekend and is believed to have affected only 0.05% of the digital documents at a Google Docs service that provides text handling programs as services on the internet. So some of those documents that you were hoped to be private, unfortunately, the Google spokesman said, "We're sorry for the trouble this has caused. We understand our users' concerns. In fact, we were affected by this bug ourselves, and we're treating this very seriously. The problem occurred in cases where people had chosen to collaborate on multiple documents and adjusted settings to allow access to others." Which is one of the, obviously, the nice things is that if you have people who are spread out, you can use the Google service to share documents easier than just emailing things back and forth. So sure. Collaborators were unintentionally given permission to access documents aside from the ones intended.
Exactly.
As a part of the fix, we used an automated process to remove collaborators and viewers from the documents that we identified as having been affected.
Well, that's a bit of a bummer. Kind of rattles the online document infrastructure.
And, of course, mistakes will be made.
Yep.
Who hasn't been on their cell phone at some point and heard another conversation?
I haven't.
You haven't, really?
I don't think I have.
No way. I can't tell you how many times
it's
happened to me.
I've gotten a mystery call from somebody's pocket before.
Oh, yeah, that happens a lot.
Yeah.
You've never had your cell phone where you're talking to somebody and all of a sudden another conversation or even a landline phone where all of a sudden, you know, cut in. And you'll hear another conversation?
Not that I can recall right now. I'm not saying that it hasn't happened, but not enough that I remember.
I bet at least a half dozen times that's happened to me.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. And does it go away or does it stay there until you end your call?
Usually it'll go away.
Crazy.
But one time I made a call and, yeah, you can hear clear as a day somebody else's conversation.
Can they hear you? You ever talk to them?
I don't know. That's why I don't think say anything on the cell phone that shouldn't be repeated.
Nothing top secret.
So, Kev, along with this story here, the slip comes as Google and other internet firms entice people to rely on applications offered online as services in the cloud instead of buying software, then installing and maintaining it on their own machines.
Yeah.
While the trend toward cloud services is growing, some still worry about the privacy of data kept online and whether it is shrewd to rely on the internet for access to information and applications. And that right there pretty much sums it up. There are people out there who are absolutely thrilled and couldn't be happier with Google services. And then there are people, and I guess I would probably fall into the second category, people who just, you know,
not for quite Carbonite, ready yet.
I use Carbonite. We have all of our stuff at home backed up, works great.
Sure.
But as far as giving up that control to somebody else, I'm just not ready.
You're just not ready.
I'm just not ready. You know, there's something about having Office installed on my computer and have my documents be either be kept there or on our server at work.
Yep.
There's something about that.
Yep. And, you know, that's not to say any internet-connected computer is potentially vulnerable. But, you know, when it's your sole job to be, you know, a document storage center, in some sense, you're just a bit of a bigger target, you know, for people who do want to get to that. And there's something to be said that. Now, we're not trying to say don't trust it. But, you know, exactly. And I can't deny that that's where, you know, things are probably eventually going to go. But it's not perfect yet. And you need to know that. And, you know, if you're not one of those who has to be an early adopter and, you know, jump on board right away, maybe, you know, maybe you want to wait a little bit. So
that's one of the other things, too, is that, you know, same thing with email. There's always the question, do you sign up for a free Gmail account or Yahoo or Hotmail or whatever it is?
Yep.
And just go to their website. I mean, it's convenient. I mean, you just, it doesn't matter if you have a laptop or desktop or you travel on vacation, you can hop on a computer and check your email. Definitely some advantages there. You don't have to worry about lugging your own computer around. You don't have to worry about, you know, as far as are you going to have problems sending or receiving? As long as your computer can connect to the internet, you can check your email address.
Sure.
Whereas some people have chosen to do programs like Windows Mail or Thunderbird, Outlook Express, Outlook, whatever it is, then again, you have a little bit more control over your computer that way. So we'll see. It's just interesting how things are changing. Some people are adopting this real quickly and switching over to it, while some people are hanging on for a little while.
That's right.
Email here, Kev, computerguys@whtc.com. This is from one of our listeners. They say, for your information, AVG Free is still supporting updates to version 7.5.
That's right. I'm running it at home.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So just a few days ago, I started receiving messages that support would end. Looks like they extended this offer way past their original December 31 cutoff date. And then the second part of this email is, any recommendations for me and the listeners who would like to reformat and then restore our hard drives because they are almost completely full?
Wait, sorry?
They're wondering, basically, they've got their computer, they're looking for options here. They're wondering, their hard drive is almost completely full. How do you go about reformatting and restoring the data?
Well, I mean, the thing is, if your hard drive is almost full, even if you reformat and restore all your data, it's going to be almost full again if you install everything that you had installed before. So it doesn't really solve that problem. Your best bet would be to probably get a bigger hard drive. And you have a couple options with that. You can either reformat with a bigger hard drive and then pull your data over on that hard drive. Or if you're happy with the way your system is running and everything's fine, except for your lack of storage, you know, we can actually basically take a snapshot of that drive and put it on a larger drive and everything is exactly as it was. You just have more storage space. So you have a couple of different options there. If you want to reformat anyways, it's not a bad time to do that. And I would recommend probably getting a new drive if you're going to do that. Chances are it's probably 3 to 4 or 5 years old, depending on how much you store, if you've run out of space. And that's, you know, life expectancy for hard drives is generally in that 3 to 5 years anyway. So it may not be worth going through all that effort and using that old drive again. Maybe a good time to buy a new one. And that makes transferring your information over a little bit easier as well.
Yeah, one of the nice things about replacing the hard drive with a bigger one, let's say you have a 120 gig hard drive in there and it's full, you've got a lot of stuff. Bumping it to a 250 or so is nice because then it's all on one drive as opposed to another option is you can always go out and buy an external hard drive.
Sure.
And those work real well too. But it's one more thing to have, especially if you have a laptop. That's not very convenient. Every time you want to mm-hmm. access your documents, you got to haul your external hard drive out.
And it's more cords and cables, which, you know, got to be honest here. That's like the biggest battle.
Yeah.
Is how many more cords and cables we moved our computer. I hate that. I'm trying to make it all look nice and tidy.
It's not easy.
You get 8,000 miles of cable with all the different devices and connections. And, oh, man.
Although you have to admit, Kev, at our office at Macatel Technologies there, my office with my computer with as many cords and cables as I have.
You've wrapped them.
Exactly.
And you've got it hidden behind the desk part.
It looks good.
I haven't looked underneath your desk to see.
You don't have to look. Well, even under the desk, it looks pretty good.
I haven't looked at that. So
I've got them pretty wrapped up. Now, if I ever decide to...
When you want to change something, then it's a pain.
Change something out, then it's not going to be too easy.
Exactly.
But right now, you got to admit, that looks pretty sweet.
Got to pick your battles.
It looks nice.
Someday, wireless everything.
If you're listening, you have any questions for us, give us a call, 395-1450, the computer guys here on WHTC. Speaking of removing cords and cables, Kev, you can always go to a laptop.
You can.
That's
I like laptops.
And speaking of laptops, Dell unleashes the Adamo.
Ooh. Perhaps, does it say what that means?
As a matter of fact, it does.
Okay.
Perhaps as an effort to counter what Apple achieved with the MacBook Air, Dell is introducing the new Adamo. Touted as the world's thinnest laptop, the Adamo features a visually striking thin profile and three-toned outer finish. Adamo means to fall in love with in Latin.
That's right. Thought it was familiar.
Thinking back to the days of Magistra.
Yeah, that's right.
The Adamo, here we go. Dell is certainly hoping you'll fall in love with this notebook's looks as well as its functionality. The Adamo's chassis is milled, get this, Kev, is milled from a single piece of aluminum and features precision detailing with a scalloped backlit keyboard.
Fantastic.
It looks pretty nice.
I did read some reviews on that, and they did say the keyboard was one of the absolute highlights in this machine.
Yep. Even the fan holes to keep the computer cool,
sure,
which are punched out squares, have an attractive modern design.
Ooh.
So, and an edge-to-edge glass display adds to the Adamo's striking appearance.
Fantastic.
So this is going to compete with the MacBook Air, and it is cool. It features a thin 0.65-inch profile and weighs just 4 pounds.
Tiny.
So, of course, it's going to be fast. It's got a 13.4-inch widescreen, a solid-state hard drive. You do up to 4 gigs of RAM in there. Bluetooth 2.1. You can even do an integrated mobile broadband card, so you're connected wherever you might go.
That is nice.
And you have an option of, you can either do the silver, or it comes in kind of an onyx black color.
Yep.
So, and they'll start shipping those. What did I say? March?
Looks like
something
there's
March.
There's two builds on it. There's the 1.2 gigahertz with 2 gigs of RAM, and then also a 1.4 with 4 gigs of RAM. So those are the two that they're going with.
It's pretty cool.
March 24.
Okay. I personally, Kev, when you decide to purchase me one of these, mm-hmm. my birthday or whatever gift
sure.
it might be.
Yep.
I think I'd take the, not the color one, just the silver.
You just want silver? Yeah. Okay.
It looks pretty slick.
Well, I'll put it on my list as soon as you buy me the the 24-inch XPS one.
There you go. However, like the MacBook Air, doesn't come cheap compared to prices on a lot of other computers. Two models priced at $19.99 and $26.99.
Yep. Oof, that is pricey.
But it's definitely sweet. It's
sort
of like,
cool.
You know, I give credit to Dell as far as making an effort toward making some of their higher-end products look pretty cool.
Yep. It's always welcome.
Let's go ahead and take this phone call here. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
Good afternoon. I have a question for you, and I am calling from my vehicle, so hopefully I can just give you the question, and you'll be able to reply to it.
Sure.
On the air, and that is the light on my computer for the hard drive stays on constant. Didn't used to do that before, and should that be happening? And those are my questions.
Sure. How old is your computer?
Oh, probably 5 years.
5 years. Okay. Did it just start happening recently, or did you notice that over time the hard drive light started running more and more?
Over time.
Over time. Okay, well, usually the hard drive light is running when your computer is doing something, whether it's running a scan or opening a program. It means that the hard drive is in use.
Okay.
So it's not unusual that over time more programs get installed. The computer just sort of starts to slow down a little bit. So it's not unusual that this is happening.
Yep, and one thing that makes a difference is the amount of RAM that you have in your computer. That's different than the hard drive. That's the kind of memory your system uses when it's running. Normally, that's the memory that it uses whenever your computer's on and just kind of sitting there and processing information. But when you don't have enough of that, then it kicks over to the hard drive and starts using the hard drive instead of RAM. And that's probably what's going on. As you add programs and as time goes on, your computer has to work harder and harder, and there's just not enough RAM to handle all that, so it starts using the hard drive more and more. That's also a common cause as to why this happens. So to alleviate that, you can, one, find out, you know, how many programs are running, and two, how much RAM you have, and potentially increase that, which will help solve that problem.
And then that would speed up my computer also?
Yep. It doesn't change the boot time a whole lot from the time you push the button to the time you can actually use the computer. But when your system's up and running, the amount of RAM makes a huge difference between jumping between programs and whenever you're doing more than one thing at the same time.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for your call. Drive safe.
That's right. And one other thing, too, is that not quite as often. With a computer 5 years old, that's pretty much to be expected. There's nothing that's not necessarily anything that you've done wrong with your computer.
No.
But a lot of times we'll see it on newer ones where that'll happen. And like you said, it can be because it's RAM, or a lot of times it's because maybe there's a virus on there, or there's some programs that are running that just aren't, you know, like these antivirus 360s, these spyware type programs, definitely annoying, can definitely cause your computer to work a lot harder than it should.
You know, if it's one of the things where it happens quickly, generally we'd think, oh, maybe it's a virus or something that got installed that's doing that. But if it happened gradually over time, sometimes it's just, you know, extra programs. The other thing, too, is after 5 years, if you've never defragmented the hard drive on that computer, that can make a difference. So doing that, and you may find that makes a significant difference.
Let's take this next call here, Kev. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
Yeah, in relationship to the last call, I often get, when I'm working on the computer, it'll say virtual memory lull, trying to expand other programs or something. Does that mean I'm running low on...
It's the same thing, not quite enough RAM to run everything that you're wanting to do. And so what it'll do is it'll say, okay, you're asking for all this. There's not enough of this to go around. So what it'll do is it'll give more space on the hard drive to do the task that the RAM should be doing. So that's usually a pretty good sign that you might want to think about a RAM upgrade. The other thing that can make a difference with that is if you never reboot your computer or shut it all the way off, you can start to get these messages. And my guess is if you reboot it, turn it all the way off, turn it back on, those messages will probably go away.
Yeah, I've tried that, and they do go away for a little while, and then they come back on.
Yep, you might want to think about upgrading the RAM in there.
And you do that?
That is something we do, yep.
And where are you located?
We are on the corner of 32nd and 31, one block west of that corner.
Mm-hmm. And what's your store called?
Oh, it's Macatawa Technologies.
Okay. And I just take the tower in?
Just the tower in, and we can get it upgraded for you.
Okay, great.
All right, thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And, Kev, like you said, that pretty much always can't guarantee 100%, but that's why we'll look into it when you bring the computer in. Yep. We'll double check that will, in fact, fix it.
So. Yep, and that there's not something else going on that might make it, not worthwhile to do that. So,
absolutely. We've got another call here. Let's go ahead and take this one here. Good afternoon, call. You're on with the computer guys.
Thank you. I have a question on Windows. When I try to print a document that I've received an email, it prints in a font that's so tiny it's hardly legible. Normally, when I'm just doing word processing, you know, I can adjust the size of the print to suit my needs, but I can't figure out how to get into the workings of that program to change the font. I don't know how it happened to begin with, and it got changed.
Are you checking your email through a program like Outlook, Outlook Express, Windows Mail, or are you going to a page like Yahoo.com or Hotmail.com?
It's through Yahoo.
Okay, so you're actually going to Yahoo.com?
Yes.
Okay. Are you using Internet Explorer when you print? Not sure?
I don't know. I just I just bring up the document, read it. If I want to print it, you know, I go to the print function.
So is it actually an email that you're printing out or something that's attached to the email? Like, if is it just an email from a friend of yours that
usually it's an attachment. These are documents that are sent to me.
Do you know what kind of document it is? Microsoft Word?
It's not Adobe, I can tell you that.
It's not Adobe? Okay, when you go to open that document or click on that attachment, do you note that the program that it actually opens in?
No, it usually just opens in... Maybe I should bring my computer in and go over it with you fellas.
That wouldn't be a bad idea, so we can see exactly what you're looking at.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks.
Appreciate it. Yep, bye.
And definitely not the only one who's had this type of a problem. So definitely something we could get taken care of. Kev, let's take a quick break here. You're listening to the Computer Guys here on 1450 WHTC.
Bill Simonson here from The Huge Show, which airs weekday afternoons at 3 right here on AM 1450 WHTC. I'm inviting all of the Lakeshore to join me at Spectator Sports Bar and Grill on Thursday, March 19th for day one of the NCAA tournament. The games begin a little after 12 noon. You can stop by for lunch, and The Huge Show will be live 3 until 6. That's Thursday, March 19th with ice-cold Miller Lite and day one of the NCAA tournament with The Huge Show at Spectator Sports Bar and Grill in Saugatuck.
Hi, I'm Randy from Great Lakes Window Coverings, and I'm excited to tell you about our new location. Great Lakes Window Coverings is now located inside Carpet Bonanza on Chicago Drive between Holland and Zeeland. Imagine the possibilities for your home by having Carpet Bonanza, the largest floor covering outlet in the area, now paired with Great Lakes Window Coverings, the largest window covering dealer in West Michigan. The selections are phenomenal, prices are irresistible, and the service is second to none. Great Lakes Window Coverings is celebrating this move with unbelievable sales and rebates on many of our products. For example, receive a $300 rebate on Duet Dual Light VertiGlide. That's right, $300. How's that for a stimulus package? Or how about a free top-down, bottom-up upgrade on our honeycomb shades? Beautiful plantation shutters, priced as low as $19.99 a square foot. Stop in soon to see our new location, Great Lakes Window Coverings on Chicago Drive between Holland and Zeeland. Great Lakes Window Coverings and Carpet Bonanza are the proud sponsor of the number 18 Arena Race Car and the new number 18 Young Guns Berlin Race Car driver Mitch Meplin.
Spring break is fun, but you never know what kind of weather you'll be driving through. It could be sun, rain, sleet, or a blizzard. Hi, this is Tracy from OK Tire reminding you to stop in now and have us do an oil change, tune-up, and routine maintenance on your vehicle. At OK Tire, we're proud to have served this area for 43 years. We'll check your tires to make sure they get you to your destination safely. And if you need new tires, we can recommend the right tires for your needs. Like BF Goodrich G-Force tires, as seen in magazines like Super Street and Sport Compact Car. From the track to the streets, the only real choice for serious driving enthusiasts. And now there's a G-Force tire that everyone can afford. Plus, a G-Force sport tire looks as good as it performs. Call one of OK Tire's locations for a price on a new set of tires. We've got what you want in stock. OK Tire, we're your Michelin BF Goodrich headquarters.
OK Tire, your hometown tire store in Holland, Hamilton, and Zeeland.
Are you running on empty?
Welcome back. You're listening to the Computer Guys, Dave and Kevin here on 1450 WHTC. We've got an interesting poll. I just noticed this, Kev. This is on WHTC.com.
Okay.
You're welcome to go on there and vote. And I would say this is an appropriate poll for a Computer Guys show here. The Federal Trade Commission has been asked by an online privacy group to probe privacy safeguards by Google. Question is, how safe do you feel about your personal information not being compromised online? You can choose, I feel very safe, I feel somewhat safe, or I do not feel very safe.
Interesting.
I voted for, I feel somewhat safe.
Somewhat safe, okay.
And you?
Yeah, I'd say I feel somewhat safe. Somewhat.
Although I have to admit,
there's certain things I wouldn't put on there.
Right. As far as personal information being online?
Yeah.
This is a part of a routine physical, had to get some blood tests done, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they give you this little sheet that has your name, address, social security number.
Yep.
I lost that.
Oh.
So it's probably, you know, somewhere in our house. But
better hope.
So you never know. It's not just online that you have to worry about. But we've got just 2 minutes left in the show.
Okay,
here,
this
Kevin.
Is great.
You said you had...
Yep. You've heard of USB thumb drives, but you likely have not considered the real thing. A lost digit replaced by a USB flash drive.
I think
drive.
This is fake. I think it's fake.
No.
I looked at the pictures.
A Finnish programmer who lost his finger in a motorcycle accident has now replaced it with a prosthetic finger that has a USB drive built in. Jerry Jalava can now peel back his, quote, nail and reveal a 2-gig finger drive for storing photos, movies, and software. He had his left ring finger amputated last summer after crashing into a deer with his motorbike near the Finnish capital of Helsinki. Given his profession as a computer programmer, doctors treating him joked he should have a, quote, USB finger drive. And
when I had my thumb surgery, I joked about that too, but I think it's fake. I don't think that really happened because I saw the same thing, Kev, and I think that's fake.
Yeah, I don't know. It could be real. I mean, it's basically just a prosthetic that looks like a normal finger. It's detachable, and he leaves it inside his computer slot when he's using it. He plans to, quote, upgrade his finger in the future with one that has a removable fingertip, RFID tag, and more storage space.
Mm.
So he said, it's not a hoax. I guess there was a story of somebody who surgically altered their thumbs for better use of their phone keyboard that came out a couple years ago. But funny nonetheless. I don't know if it's real or not. I've got a picture on here. You got your last and
Steenwijk.
Yeah, I just got a call from a Dave Steenwijk. Oh,
hey, how about that?
The other one?
Well, there are a few of us out there.
Oh.
How about the one that stole your Social Security?
Hey, it's a little early in the day for Dave to get that one. Nice, though.
That's all right. I usually don't wake up till after lunch.
He even gave his Social Security number over the phone. It was great.
That's right.
So,
if you
want to check out the lost finger with 2-gig USB finger, go check that out. On just type that into a search, and I'm sure you can find a picture and you can weigh in. Maybe we could throw a poll up there to see if that's real. So the music means it's the end of another show. Thanks for tuning in today. If you weren't able to tune in, check out the podcast. Easiest way, Apple iTunes, WHTC in the music store, and you can listen to our show, old shows, anything you want. If we weren't able to take your call today, give us a call during the week. 394-4940 is our number. We are from Macatawa Technologies. We're located on the south side of Holland, 399 East 32nd Street. That's one block west of the corner of 32nd and 31.
That's right. Well, thanks again, and we'll be back next week. We'll